Yani editörler bir yeri bilimimiz değil, bilimimiz değil. Kılar şuna ne var? That's what the state of speed becomes. And if you don't say all of them, the state of speed records from the Ariza are different types. He says that when a Baruchon has some dirty work to do, he doesn't want to write that you did it. To be an editorial we, and it really means me, doesn't mean we. Colossian and Nova. That's what the state of speed becomes. And if you don't say all of them, the state of speed and the quotes from the Ariza are different types. He says that when a Baruchon has some dirty work to do, he doesn't want to write that he did it. Chicken and braces like that. The Ariza says like that. It says that he's a Medishati by the Koshif. They call the king the Oryon, but the Koshif, Torah, Lola. They don't say Torah, the king, Lola. Lola is a bad thing, so they don't say Torah, the king. He's got the king the Oryon. The Yom, he called, the Rebellion called it Yom. Koshif, Torah, Lola, Abitin is the Rebellion also, but then I could have gone from the Akhir Shemay, Allah, Lola. He doesn't want to say that he did it. It's just that it happened by itself. He didn't really do it. Like the Tosk of Yid in they pray from the Tialion of Faith to Horror Sakhar. The Benishlam does the Medish quote that first. The Benishlam does not do the Akhat Shmai Allah Ruach. Here also, it says, Arizal says that that's the Pshat. Whenever it says Hashem, who would be Zinoi, means when he has to destroy a city. When he's going to punish somebody, he says, Hashem, the Benishlam with the Bezin did it. He didn't do it all on his own. Maizim did it all on his own. But the Benishlam feels bad coming off of as if to say that he destroyed the city. So he says, the Bezin decided, you know Bezin. Bezin, he controls the Bezin. He's where he is today. Bezin decided to destroy the city. The Bezin destroyed Stone Ramos. So that's what the Ariza interprets in that post in the beginning of the Shai also, that the Rebbeinu needed a Navi to give good Nevuahs and to give a lot of bad Nevuahs. A lot of bad Nevuahs. The Shai and Ravi talks a lot about food and Mesa Mingra. Then he talks about Binyam Tion. She got a couple of good things too. That's what we come with from the Goyim. That's got some wonderful things there too. So the Rebbeinu says, if me Ashla, whom will I send as a Shai for me to do? To give the good Nevuahs, and who's going to be sent by the Bezdin on behalf of the Bezdin to do the dirty work, to deliver the bad message. That's an interesting heresy, but that's what it means, who will be doing. You have to look through all of Sukkim though. Sometimes you have Hashem on good things, Hashem for Tariq Sayyidah. Right. That was Rami Beijing. Right. That's a good one. That's okay. But here it's the Tavor. It says, Vashem Pakadis Sarah, Kasher Ramon. She had a baby. And why does it say, Dear Vashem? The Rashi quotes the Medish, Kol Mokam Shinem of Hashem, who will Beijing her? Now, we thought that he only used the Rosh of Beijing her when it's a bad thing, because he doesn't want it to be written in the Tavor that he did the terrible thing. I don't know. It doesn't explain fully what the Kavana is. More comments on the Parshas Akedah. We have a cloud that it ever meant to be student. And what we should be here is about the Imam is doing the first year after 280. It ever meant to be student, it ever is sufficient. The Gemara says, what happens if a person who is known to us to be an honest individual comes and he tells us that he had a Nevuah, and the Rebbeinu Shlom said, I should kill somebody. So he should say, it ever meant to be student, I should go kill him. The Gemara says no, that the only time I have a right to believe that person, even though if he tell me that this food is kosher, I believe him. Tells me the food is faith, I believe him. Whatever he says, I come from Shabbos, I believe him. And he tells me he has a Nevuah that I should do an Aveir, then the Gemara says I'm only committed to believe him because the Navi moves up, shining. And the only reason why Yitzchak was an older boy already, either he was 26 or 36, different versions of the Medrash HaRov, he was already older, he wasn't a little baby at this time of the Akedah. So how could Yitzchak let his father pull off such a stunt? How did Yitzchak listen to the father to let him kill him? But Kenegar had been, he's not allowed to listen to him, even though the father would be Naman on other things, but he shouldn't be believed. His claim that he got a Nevuah, how he was sure to kill his son. That he says, no, the mother says in Sanhedrin, that he says, no, he had already been established as a Navi Muzak Shayim.
Yitzchak already knew that his father Avram was a Navi from a long time back. Levi is already known to be a Navi. He had already proven himself with Osi Samovsin and other occasions. He had Nevuahs. But then if he tells you how Yosha to do an Aver, then it's okay. Then you have to listen to him. But the question is on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara consider this a problem? Why do you have to come out to Navi Musa China? Why not say regular way to FNM of the Yisu? Why isn't it regular way to FNM of the Yisu? Not Dovah should be Yosha. To do an Aver, yes. The Navi, a person tells me that he had a Nevuah, and the Baruch Shem told him that I should eat this plant. So why am I only allowed to believe him if he's known already to be, he already has a reputation as a Navi Musa? He doesn't have this reputation enough. Why not just say that in any of one day in Pesach, they definitely say he's only Lahotah, not Lahotah. That's it, so he didn't say that it's Luka. What's the pshat on that day in Pesach? Why they recommend you see him only in the Hanan and Lahotah and not the Hashur? So Yerudeyah, that's quoted, that opinion of Pesach is quoted in the following sense. So the Gemara Yivam is about Pesach that says, and that's how the Ramah passes in Yerudeyah, that it recommend you see him is not known in Kenegar Pesach. In other words, Kenegar Hazrat is not believed. If he says that something that is known to be kosher, just became trained, and then he's saying Kenegar Hazrat, and saying that he says Lahakmi is not believed, because the Hazrat says Kotekar, and that the Kenegar Hazrat is not believed. But if he says on something Lahakmi, means on something that I don't know one way or the other, I don't know if it's kosher or trained. Then if he says whether Lahakmi or Lahakmi, then he's Nemak, because he doesn't have any Hazrat at all, that's what it means. So the Bukhtal of Panadeh, he says that that's what the story is over here. Whenever the Navi comes to tell me that there's a Heter at Sichra, the Navi tells me, Hayrasha, you should eat Chazah today. That's called Kenegar HaZakha. Because the din is the Cheska Sisa, that we know there is a din of Sichra. Normally, under normal circumstances, there is a din of Sichra Kayim Boilem. There is a Nisra Chazah Kayim Boilem. All the din of Heter are in existence. So the din of Heter are existing already, and the Navi comes Latuke from the din of Heter. That's called Erech of Kenegar Cheska Sisa. So a bit Lopanovich writes in the state of Zephyr Yitzchak, that's why the Gemara feels that it's a special mnemonis of the Navi Musaq Shaini. It's not that the Navi Musaq Shaini, the Adepah would not be believed to say, Kenegar HaZakha. From this, he has an interpretation in a famous Yerushalmi and Yuna. It's Yerushalmi and Yuna, the beginning of Amalahem HaMemuna. Anybody ever learn Mishnah is Amalahem HaMemuna? They wanted the chef to come and tell me that the crack of dawn, every day that the chef comes home, very, very early, way before Zricha. After Arosh HaShacha, but way before Zricha, an hour before sunrise. That's why the Pirkadosh says that you're permitted to daven Shachris Lachatzila before sunrise, because in Beis HaMikdash, because the Tzilas are connected to meeting, and the Kodim Talmud every day used to be before sunrise. And most of the other posts can disagree with him, and they hold no, that even though in Beis HaMikdash, they offered the Talmud Shal Shachar every day before sunrise, so the Ramban writes in Brachos in the Mohammed, that Kohanim's reason him. That's only for Kohanim you allow that, but as far as other people are concerned, that's for us to daven Shachris before Zricha, we don't allow it based on the Mishnah and the Gila, the Kosher Mitzvah Bayom Kosher Kalayom, and the Hatzili shouldn't do it until after Hanei Tzacham. And did he ever, if he did it before, he shook a lulav, he said, Halala, he daven Shachris before Hanei Tzacham, as long as he did it before Amur HaShachar, he's yet to be ever. So that's my place about davening Shachris, because davening Shachris is patterned after the meeting, Tzilis Kenegis, meeting Tzitzum, and the Talmud Shal Shachar was always carved in the morning before Hanei Tzacham was just at the crack of dawn. So maybe Shachris, that we daven should be an exception to the rule. Maybe Shachris we should be allowed to daven before Hanei. Other mitzvahs, we're sure you're not allowed to do Lachatzilah, to say Hallel, or to say Shalulah, or to do other mitzvahs, that we need to let's say before Hanei Tzacham, Lachatzilah is not allowed. But yet it would be Kosha, and Lachatzilah not. The Mishnah says there, that when they would send up a coin on top of the roof of the Beit HaMikdash to look for a chevron, to tell them whether Heir Penei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shebech Hebron. Heir Penei Kol HaMizrach is the time to shef the Talmud Shal Shachar yet. And the guy, the one man on the roof, could scream down, Heir Penei Kol HaMizrach, he would scream down Bar Koi, he can see the sun shining over there, and they would shef the Talmud Al Pi. So Shalmi Yosakash, Heir Echad is Nema? You still? Heir Echad is Nema? How can it be? How can you trust me Heir Echad? So the Yishalmi said, no, says I've been in the dream, right in the Shachar Yishu. The guys inside, if they don't believe, they can go outside and see on their own. They're Echad, and every testifying on something you can easily check on your own, we're afraid to tell a lie. And if they have a milk, they've been in the dream, we assume right in the Shachar Yishu, even though he's in Echad,
Nikra Dinisha, not people leave, nevertheless the din is that Lam Shakarisha because it's Tabi the group. And similarly, the Yerushalmi says the same thing in the following case. A woman is in labor and she gives birth to a baby late on Friday night. Late, half an hour after shkia. So if you have a clock and you see and you look on his mind, you look on the luach and it says what time Sefer Tehillim, so you know whether the baby was born before shkia, Benash Marsh, you have to say Sefer Tehillim, there's no problem. And the Rebbe said that they have no clock. They have no clock. They have to go outside, the second the baby is born, they have to send somebody outside to see whether it's Pesach Tehillim or not. They want to know, was the baby born Benash Marsh is a Friday evening, in which case the group will take place on Sunday morning. Was the baby born after Tzeisat Kachavim, the Vaday on Shabbos, in which case the meal will be there for Shabbos next week. So the Yerushalmi has to tash it, but he only sends out one person to find out. One woman tells you whether it's Tzeisat Kachavim. So the Yerushalmi has to say, Echad is the lead? How can you take the word of an Echad to be Mechal Shabbos next week? Be there for, the meal should be there for Shabbos and the Echad says it is there for Tzeisat Kachavim. Yerushalmi answers, Musa, a little agree, let me shock you in. If they don't take word, but they'll go out and see themselves whether it's dark enough. Whenever the Rebbe testifies on something that you can easily tell the Shas Maisa whether he's lying or telling the truth, but then the Rebbe is believed despite the fact that he shouldn't be believed. So the Akhari Molefka, not the Yerushalmi and Omalahem Hamamuna, the Rabbi Nachmanon, of course, the beginning of Omalahem Hamamuna on the 17th. The only question is, what's the problem? Of course the Rebbe is never been to it. Why do you have to come on to the call of Moses David Leblur, and he shot the inches? The Rebbe is never been to it. The Rebbe says that it's man shkita tatam, it's because it's worse for it. And he said the baby was born on Shabbos, so then take his question, what's the problem? So this is a connotation, it's just going to say that it's not so easy on you. So if you want to check the carbon on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is an Issa Malacha. It's a special heter, an exception to the rule that the Torah and Talmud is based on Yom Kippur. So whenever the Rebbe is coming to say that you have a heter against an Issa, that's called Kenegah Cheskos Issa. You want to be mal a baby on Shabbos, next Shabbos, that's the Rebbe Kenegah Cheskos Issa. Erechet Kenegah Cheskos Issa is not Nemar. So that's what the Yerushalmi says, you should really have required two Eidim, but because it's Nusa Da Vidal Agluye, we assume like the Shakrin. An interesting line follows, that should be called Erechet Kenegah Cheskos Issa. When you have something is out there, and I have a Heter, and Erechet tells me that the Heter exists, the Heter is here, that's called Erechet Kenegah Cheskos Issa. Normally Erechet Kenegah Cheskos Issa means a different thing. The more example is, here's the Maisa Shein on the table, and you're not allowed to eat the Kutsu Yishalai. And the Rebbe says that the farmer was part of the Maizasheni. I was watching when the farmer was part of the Maizasheni, and therefore although this Katif was the Cheskos Issa, the Issa was taken off already. But this is a different kind of an Rebbe Kenegah Cheskos Issa. That the Issa exists, and there is a Heter for the Issa, and the Rebbe is testifying that the Heter applies in this instance. The Bishul Aponavashi says that's also called a Rebbe Kenegah Cheskos Issa. Now he's saying, but I'm wrong. That when a Novi, when a man comes and he says, I am a Novi and I got a Nebuah, that you have to do an Aveir, that I have to do an Aveir now. So he calls that an effort, Kenegah Cheskos Issa. It's an interesting book. That's what he's saying the other day. The Shach explains that first like that. A effort is only them and the Hoffman, not the Hachman. Why not the Hachman? Means if something is the Cheskos Issa, I have place in my institution. Rebbe comes and he tells me that somebody cooked up the phone with my phone. So that's the Rebbe, Kenegah Cheskos Issa. A Rebbe, Kenegah Cheskos Issa is not believed. But when the Rebbe comes and he says that something is kosher, what do you mean he says it's kosher? So he's telling me to have a piece of food and I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's kosher or fake. I have no idea what it is at all. And he comes and he tells me either one way or the other, so then he's believed because it's not Kenegah Cheskos Issa. That's how he's saying the other day. It doesn't really mean the hostel as opposed to the hachman. And after his name, the hachman means when there's no chazaka one way or the other. But whenever there's a chesed heter and the rechon comes to negative chazaka, then the rechon would not be believed. You'd also not be believed. You'd also not be believed. The rechon would not be believed at all. This week's Haftorah has a long story from Elisha HaNavi. The Pasuk says that a poor gets Pishnayim. The Gemara says, what does Pishnayim mean? Does it mean that he gets two-thirds of the Elisha? The Gemara says, no. The Gemara has a whole derivation that he gets like two sons. Let's say there are 10 sons. And one of them is a poor, so you divide the Elisha You don't say the per gets two-thirds pishnayim, and then the one-third is divided by the other nine shows. You don't say that. The din is you divide the Yerushim Tov into 10 portions into 11, and per gets like two sons. But one of the prominent conservative theoreticians of our generation keeps on publishing essays that really the din HaTorah really means that the per gets two-thirds. But the rabbis realize that it's not fair. The other kids are going to kill him. He's going to get two-thirds. Nine kids are going to divide one-third. So they realized that it's not good, and they changed, they distorted intentionally the law, and they made the law that you divide into 11 portions, and you only get like 3 times. And the proof to this is that the word Pishnam is biblical legal. Means two-thirds, and it doesn't mean 2 shares. The proof is from the Nebuah by Elisha HaNavi, that when Eliyahu was about to go up to heaven, so Elisha said, he asked Eliyahu to somehow do him a favor and to enable him to get Pishnam to Yitaka. He should have the ability to have Pishnaim of the Nebuah of Eliyahu HaNavi. So what are you going to do? Yes, for double, twice. The Rebbe is about to die, and the Talmud says, do me a favor, Rebbe. Give me the ability that I should be twice as big an Navi as you. What kind of bad is that? Obviously, the pshat is that he asked the Rebbe, please, help me in heaven. I should at least be two-thirds. I should have the ability to be two-thirds of your Nebuah. He asked for more Nebuah than the Rebbe, which got a chutzpah in a hazeh. It must be that just like Elisha was asking for two-thirds of the Nebuah of the Rebbe, so too, the Pasuk in Chumash, Pishnayim obviously means two-thirds of the Yerusha, and the rabbis that had to change it, just like the holy rabbis in the Palestine at the time of the Talmud, had the ability to change what the word then, and of course the holy Palestine Hillel instituted Kuzmu, Bekule, and therefore we today have a right to change all the word law. So the Gemara says, fuck yeah, the Gemara says Pishnayim means that he has double. Pishnayim means double share, doesn't mean two-thirds. I'm going to say that Eliyahu HaNavi was Mechayah one mace, and Elisha was Mechayah two maces. So one of the maces he was Mechayah, and this was Tachter. The other mace, the Gemara gave the other mace. The one Amara says in the Gemara, Naaman was a Metzorah, the Tzivo of Aram. He was a Metzorah, and he didn't know how to cure himself, and he came, and he said he should wash on the Yarden, and I'll be next. He cured him, and the Gemara says, Metzorah, Tachter, Tzivo, so that was the other one that he was Mechayah. And the Gemara says, another opinion, no. When they buried Elisha, that by mistake, they buried a tzaddik next to Russia, and then the Gemara says, that's whenever I did. They happened to bury a tzaddik next to Russia, so the Gemara made a nest, and the Russia walked out of his grave. The Pasuk says, the Gemara made a nest, the Russia who was dead. He rose in some heaven, and then brothers from him. They ran away, because there was a Muhammad, yeah. They confused. The whole story is on Tanakh says that the Rebbe Shalom made a Tia Tamesim on a Russia in order that the Tzaddik should not be buried next to the Russia. The Gemara has a machlekes whether that counts or not, because one Amora says that the Rebbe Shalom made the nest that he should walk away and he should drop down the girl over there. Not that he walked away and he lived on Mary Esther Shalom. If he only walked away and then he dropped dead a block later, so then how can you count that as a double Pishnayim, as a double Tia Tamesim? So then you have to count Naaman Ramayim. Naman Tzivo Aram, that he cured him from his Torah. So the Gemara says that Pishnayim means that the double portion doesn't mean two-thirds. And this week's Haftar is one of the occasions that he did it. And here's Amazim on the baby. That's an interesting question. They thought that a good question. How could the Talmud ask for double portion of the board? And the question have a long arisa to explain what the Kavanah, and then what did Eliyahu HaNavi tell him? He says, if you see me going up in the chariot, the fiery chariot to heaven, then your request will be fulfilled. And if you don't see me, then it will not be fulfilled. What does it got to do with it? He sees me, he doesn't see me. And then of course, the Beis HaTran has a long explanation there. What's the pshat in the request, and why should it depend on what he's going to see now? Not jealous, but still sounds real strange, you know? She basically wants to be great, twice as great as the next. I don't know. The more it No, the more in terms she wanted to be twice as, she wanted to have twice the ability of Koyach Nisim that Eliyahu had. Eliyahu is Machiah 1 maze, and he wanted to have the ability to do twice as much. The Machiah 2 maze. That's how the more in terms. I don't know. Hishnayim beruf hapo. Hishnayim beruf hapo. I have twice as great. I want to be twice as great in the Vua, as rough in the Vua, as I do with anyone.
You are
not in the Vua. Could be. Could be. The modern purpose is twice as great as you are. But the Gemara is happening. The Gemara in Barabasa, and Yeshnefa has a hamlin, and maybe it means that the Kor gets to say, the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that. It means that if there are 10 sons, you divide in 11 portions, and it gets 2 11. So they say, no, that the hamlin there was the emissary. And then in days of the Tanoim, they changed the law. And exceedingly often, they could be clear. They don't say, Tachman, a couple of days before Purim, so the Gemara had a hamlin, you should be able to meet them again. My hat, I'm going to get a few young people, so I'm going to do anything. The conservatives also have very great respect for the Gemara to the extent that even how many of our Kurdish Kadoshim, more Kurdish Kadoshim than Mahatma. The Zohar has a famous comment on this story that the crowd spoke and also Greta Samozzi. Why did the Navi ask her, Maya Shloch Baboyis? If the Navi is going to make a moisture, so she's going to have a lot of oil, so why don't you just make a mess? If she has oil, why does she have to have a little bit? But the Zohar has a comment that I put his goal for, and Shashis made the ages created the world, yes, for Yahin. And ever since the first day, my school shoved by Nopash, but from then on, not only on the seventh day, in the seventh day on, and the first one of the mistake, in the seventh day on, he only makes Yesh Meyesh. He no longer wants to make any Yesh Meyesh. On this occasion, the Navi asked, so what do you have in your house? If you have a little bit, then the Rebbeinu will make a mess Yesh Meyesh and make it expand to get bigger. And he's not going to make a mess to make a Yesh Meyesh to make your house full of oil or full of money. You have nothing there. The broch is only chal if there's something there. The broch is not chal up a stereo, they tell you, an empty table. A stereo is a table, they tell you is empty. That's the famous line from the Zohar. And that's why in the days of the Gemara, we still have to lay a minhag that on the bench, you eat some bread on the table. Why? Because in the Bruch of Amazi, the rest of Shemim Farah, the Rainies are made up on the same call to lay to give us food. If you have a little food, there's nothing to make a net, the broch is in the car and make it into more food. There's no food there at all, then you're not going to make a broch of chal on an empty table. That's the literal lashon of Yisrael. A pesorei kan, an empty table. Just like the Gemara says, that you should be careful not to do a chukas hadoyim. For orchim lagot shulchan, the Pesach says in Novi that there is an avedi zorah God, and you used to worship this avedi zorah by putting a table full of shleimos, putting on chal of shleimos, loaves of bread that were not cut, that were not pieces, so you had the shleimos. And that was the act of Avodah Zarah. So Tzadik Shulchan Aruch, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, says Chelet, that those who have, this is a very old minute, to leave food on the table when you're bench, to leave bread, that's in the Gemara, and it's based on the Zohar, based on the Tzadkorah. So the Gemara says, well, you should be careful, if, let's say you've eaten up all the bread, and you want to bring some bread to the table, you should bring a Prusa rather than bring a Shleimah. If you bring a Shleimah, that used to be a fatal Avodah Zarah. I said that everybody has already forgotten that such an Avodah Zarah existed, nobody even knows that was a worship. That was the form that they worshipped it. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You should be medactic, not to take a shleim. You should rather choose to bring a priest to the table. The Pasuk says that she was afraid. Azadiah Hanavi's wife was afraid. Hanosha Balatakas is Shnei Yeloda. La'avadim. What kind of woman is this when I take your children as avadim? Because your father owed money. Azadiah Hanavi borrowed money. So the Samaritan explained that this was in the days of Achav HaRasha. He used to be down, he goes from the place to another reserve. But often it was, he used to be down to Dini Hadrayim. And by the Drayim, if a person owes money, he doesn't have money to pay, so they take him away. Is it serving? It's his children, it's his children. Dini Hadrayim, there is no such a law. It's only the Dini Bnei Noah. So with this Hadrayim, he explains that the Gemara in Yeshnefen, with the Gemara in Bavadasri, that the Koran gets Tishnayim for what the father has at the time of death. Only the Mukhtar. If the father, somebody is going to pay money for the father, but he didn't collect it yet. The Morish died before he collected a coin. So the coin was Roy to collect, but he hadn't had it yet. He didn't have it yet. But the coin doesn't let Krishna be Roy, he only gets Krishna be Mukhtar. That's what we know. But the mother has one line and one extra distinction. It depends who owed the money to the father. If it's a Roy who owed the money to the father, then it's called Mukhtar. If it's a Jew who owed money to the father, then it's called Roy. So the Rambam says, of course it's not that Jesus says it doesn't make any sense. If a Goy owes money to the father, then it's Mukhtar. While the father is more assured that he's going to collect the debt. And if it's a Jew who owes money to the father, then it's Roy. Then it's a whistle for his money. Why? If anything, it should be just the reverse. If that they do the Nochem Amoch Hashurim on paying back their clothes, and some of the Nochem will not pay back the clothes. But if anything, if you want to make a distinction, it should be in the reverse order. That if the Nochem owed money to the father can whistle for the money. Then it's called Roy. Who knows if he'll ever get it back? If the Yisrael owes money, the son is going to pay back the money. But then there's more smart to say that the money is still in books of the ad hoc, not the Yisrael work. But the Rashman makes fun of that Jewish and Sardonim and says it doesn't make any sense. And the Mayor says on this process that it makes a lot of good sense. He says, no, the Pshat is like this. If the Yisrael owes me money and he doesn't have money to pay, I can talk to Israel for the money. There's nothing I can do. What am I going to do? I'm going to sell him as an Ebed. He says only the Nimka big Nevasta below the Chobah. You can only sell him as an Ebed if he stole and he owes caring. But the Halvor that he borrowed and he doesn't have money to pay, he can't sell him as an Ebed. He can't even force him to get a job. If he gets a job and he earns money, then he has to hand over the money to the Malachite. But if he doesn't have a job and he doesn't earn any money, then he doesn't have to give it over. In fact, it's even a machlokes Tosfos has a machlokes Rabbi Tam and other Balei Tosfos regarding the husband Shibur to support his wife. If he gives his wife mizonos and he has to buy clothing to his wife, even clothing, so what happens if he doesn't have any money, doesn't have a job? Does he refuse to get a job in order to give her food and clothing? But if he has a job and he's making money, then he has to hand the money over to his wife. If he's not making any money, he doesn't have to give it over. That's what the Rabbi Tam says. If the guy, even the Shiva can support your wife, only means if you have money in the place to go. If you don't have enough, you're not in the place to go get a job. The Shiva, you put it to the wife, are the same as any other household, same as any other place. And all about it, the place is steamed down in your face, I should show them that it's wrong, I should say such a thing. So if the husband doesn't want, he doesn't have to support his wife, then doesn't want to get a job. So that's the machlokes is by the shidurim that the husband has to the wife or food and clothing. But as far as the halvor is concerned, that's not what it is. The guy has no money to pay, he can't do anything to him. If he has money, he has to hand it over. If he doesn't have money, he can't pay. But if a nochri owes money, he doesn't have money to pay. You see that the dini hanochri and sell him as an eved. And that's why they passed in them the dini hanochri, so they were going to tell the children as avodim. That's how far it went. So the Yosemite says, and who says, nochri, he says, that's the pshat and the Jewish is not going in the Gemara. But if the Nochri owes money to the father, then it's called Muzah. The father is sure that he's going to collect the money. But the Nochri doesn't have money, they're going to take the support to sell the Nochri as an Eben. So the father would have certainly had the ability to collect the debt. But if Yisrael owes money to the father, what are you going to do if Yisrael has no money to pay? Nothing. You can't force him to pay. If he doesn't have money, he doesn't want to take a job. You can't force him. So if Yisrael owes a cost to somebody else, it's only Roy. Who says that the other guy will ever collect it? But if the Nochri owes money, according to what you're saying tomorrow, that's called Moses, because you are definite and positive that you will certainly have the ability to collect. The Lord says that whichever way you think the game better, that's what you do. You can really bring it to a Jewish court also, and then the Jewish court is supposed to talk to whichever is doing better and say that he's well. The other question is, what kind of a dinner is that? So there's an essay in the Grandma J.J. Journal explaining that question. When you say, two shots and then you do the Hakura based on Grandma, what kind of a dinner is that? And whichever dinner is better in favor of Israel, so. The Pasuk says that when the baby got sick, he had a sunstroke and he died, but she got so nervous that she wanted to go tell the Navi. The Navi had given her a brook, she didn't miss her child. The Navi gave her a brook, she should have a baby. And then she had a baby, the baby died. So she went to tell the Navi that the baby that he had left her with died. So the husband got nervous. The husband didn't know that the baby had died. He said, what are you running to the Navi? Matu Akha left and say, Lev Hayam, Machodesh Roy Shabbos. Why do you go today to the Navi? It's not Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. So tell him, Shalom, say nothing. She didn't want to tell the husband that the baby died. And then the Navi made an ask and the baby came back to her. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah comments on this part of Lachodesh Rosh Shabbos in Khan, and this part of the Dira, there is a mitzvah to visit the Rebbe on Yom Tov. Where is the part of the Dira, Yom Tov, Pisa, Chodesh, and Shabbos? So the Morgan Avram comments in his Kirish on the Yalkut Shemoni, the end of Yishaya, and he's on the ground, he's told also, he's saying the same chat, 100 years later, 300 years later, Morgan Avram, 100 years later, that why did he say L'chodesh Hayom, the Lord Shabbos? Shabbos comes more often than Rosh Chodesh. So obviously the word Shabbos in this person refers to Yom Tov, doesn't mean Shabbos. That he says, it's Shabbos in the Chodesh Hashabbos. Shabbos everywhere means Yom Tov. So here also the word Shabbos means Yom Tov. And then Avram has his comment on the pasuk, in the end, the very last pasuk, next to the last pasuk in Yishalit, is the Avram is referring to Kachim, the Shabbos, the Shabbat, the Yavon Kodosa, the Shabbos, the Fana, the Yom Hashem. So the Medrash, the Alki Shimon, he says in that pasuk, that now, during the Golus, today Yisrael, on the Spal of Hashem, that we should give us back to Beit HaMikdash, the Halev and the Seichel, contained in the Yana, and we should come to the Yoda Rego, and so we'll be going, and we'll bring the Karmonis and so on, but with the Maitre, we don't have Aliyah Rego now, but because Bnei Yisrael are yearning to have Aliyah Rego all these years of Golus, the Lord should love us, so the Shlosser will pay us back all of the Aliyah Rego that we lost. We'll have Aliyah Rego not only on Yom Tov, we'll have Aliyah Rego on Rosh Chodesh, because the Hayom is a Kedim to Chodesh, because Shabbos to Shabbat, the Yom Kodesh, the Shabbos is fun. The Mogan Avram says, you see clearly that the Alpha Shimon is interpreting with their Kedish, because Shimon didn't mean that as Kedish. The Shabbos to Shabbat, and the Kedish to Shabbos to Gomer. It doesn't refer to Shabbos. Shabbos gracious to the weekly Shabbos, and it refers to the Shabbos to Gomer. And not only will Ali Ola Rego, the other Kedosh, the Shabbos to Shabbos, means Ali Ola Rego. Not only will it be Ali Ola Rego on Shabbos to Gomer, and there will also be Ali Ola Rego on Rosh Chodesh. And here also, apparently, the first is used in the same way. First it says Rosh Kedish, and then it says Shabbos. So apparently he wrote it, because he's on the ground, pointed out on this prophet, the same as the Mother Abom pointed out on the other prophet in the album. So that's the family how the Gemara understood Shabbos. But Shabbos, L'Chodesh Hayom, L'Chodesh Shabbos, today he was L'Chodesh Hayom, because why is he sitting the Rebbe? You see, there's a minute long, but there's even the Rebbe on L'Chodesh and on Yom. How come the Gemara doesn't mention the L'Chodesh, so the Gemara says, you see, Chai Yom HaKo Pnei Abba Pnei Abba, you see, to be Makko Pnei Abba on radio, based on this process, how come the Gemara doesn't say, Chai Yom HaKo Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba
Pnei
Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei Abba Pnei
Abba Pnei Abba
Are you, women have to go on the stage, and men don't have to go. Could be. Perhaps one could say another shot. Perhaps one could say an additional shot. Parallel to the pasuk at the end of Yeshayah, that was a pasuk before. Pasuk says that lost is lost, rayot, levid, yotot is lechot, yishab is lechabata, yarek habasa is tafis upon you. Lost is lost, there will be aliyah leregel, not only on Shabbos to Shabbat and Shabbos to Golem, there will also be Aliyah Lerego on Rosh Chodesh. The question is, if this pasuk in Yeshayah contradicts the Rambam's principle that the Mitzvot HaTorah do not change, those are told us to him of Nazim, so those who say that Nehet HaBari is Baruch Shemot, that one of the youths didn't be for everyone unit. But the words of the Torah will never change, the words of the Torah are immutable. So how does the pasuk in Yeshayah say, Lost in Lover, it never changed? Everyone is going to repay us for all the Aliyah Lerego that we lived during the years of Zohar that we were yearning to do. We're gathering to Hashem, we should give it the opportunity. Then we'll give it the opportunity. We'll make up for all the other regular we miss. We'll have a new event on Rosh Chodesh. But it doesn't make any sense. We're going to have a new mitzvah. It's going to give us 614 mitzvah. A real regular on Rosh Chodesh. But perhaps the chapter is like this. But the mitzvah of the other regular really applies on Shabbos to God. Doesn't it think? And on Rosh Chodesh, perhaps, Rosh Chodesh is also in the same parasha with the Shabbos to God. In Parshas Zemot. But perhaps Rosh Chodesh also has a mitzvah to have the Gush Tayyarim. To have the Gush Tayyarim, it's more similar to Yom Tov than it is to Shabbos. And Shabbos is not Aliyah Lerego. But on Yom Tov there is, the town of Rosh Chodesh also has such an Indian of Gush Tayyarim, like Yom Tov. So perhaps although there's no fear of Aliyah Lerego, but perhaps there would always be a fear of Aliyah Lerego. And the Nerev Yehuda has a tshuva where he connects Aliyah Lerego with Lahakpa Pnei Rabba Lerego. And Yehuda writes in the Tshuva, it's quoted by the Shai Tshuva, and Hilchot Yom Tov. There's the finish that Bizman HaZeh, that we don't visit the Beit HaMikdash on Shabbos to Golem, so the real din derech is Chayvah Mahakko Penav Rebbe Rego, the din derech is no longer applied. And he bases this on his own tradition in the first parish, and that was the tradition that the Talmud is not permitted to stand up to the Rebbe more than twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. Why? Because you only say Kriyashma twice a day, once by Shabbos, once by Ma'ariv. So it's not proper to be Mechabe, the Rabbi, the Rebbe, more than the Rebbe Nishol. You can't demand Kvod HaRav more than Kvod HaShkin. So the Rebbe Yehuda says that the same is applicable to Aliyah Lerego. The Kodesh only requires Aliyah Lerego three times a year. You can only require five of them to have to come to Rabbo, Lerego, three times a year. His man says there's something which probably the Rebbe Yehuda claims at least, that we no longer practice Aliyah Lerego. He says it would be a bizarre tradition if you would visit the Rebbe three times a year. He says, that's why Mikiradin is in the rice there, Chayavar Mahakokanaba, the regular no longer applies to Naira. You see in the Gemara there that they practiced it. You see that they had a practice, even with Man Zolder Zolder. Even when he's made with Man Hamaroyim, and the minute always is, in many communities, the minute is, but the Zizek of Rabban Man Shalash is on, after the Shur Sutra, they can add him up. He says that's not the real Din there, right? It's just a Zeta for the Din that used to be with Man Hamidah. So perhaps the Pshat is like this, that a real or regular Man Shalash is on was a Chayva. And this man that it was practiced, it was not a Chayva to have, you have to open Rabba Berega. Aliyah the regular and Rosh Hashanah was always the mitzvah for Yeshua. But if you want to be other regular, be a kiyum. Some if you walk into the Azara in the middle of a Thursday afternoon at 12:30, there's no kiyum aliyah regular. But this mitzvah, you really didn't take any record aliyah the regular. But if you visit on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah do have a kedushas hayom, that's similar to kedushas yom, it's not of the nature of Shabbos, but rather of the nature of yom, so perhaps it could exist always as a mitzvah for Yeshua. So the pasuk in the end of Yishai is not telling us a new mitzvah is going to come into existence throughout the Lord. It's telling us an old mitzvah that was always there. The Rosh Chodesh always had a mitzvah such as Yishai Sayyam of Yom Tov, and there was never a fee, but there was always a kiyum that during all the generations, whoever wanted to, could be on a regular on the Rosh Chodesh and have a kiyum on mitzvah. Even though the regular called it. But also, Lord, the Medrash explained, because of so many years ago, it was built up and the yearnings and the desire to be the time of the regular, the Rosh Chodesh says, okay, kindle up. You want to make up for all the past Aliyah regals that you missed, to do this optional mitzvah that I always gave you. Ha'ayom yidei chayrish v'chotsha, come every Rosh Chodesh, stop around whenever you want, every Rosh Chodesh, there's always such a mitzvah. If this is correct, if this is correct, maybe that's the pshat here. La'chayrish ha'ayom v'lai Shabbos, why are you going to visit the Rav? You only visit Chayvah ma'akof and a Rabbi. You only visit the Rav on such an occasion, like you know the Yehudi makes the relationship on such a time of the year. And there's an Indian to visit the Beit HaMikdash, that's only on Rosh Chodesh. It was always a Rishut. And on the Golem there was a Chayvah. So he said, but now it's neither Rosh Chodesh nor Yom Tov, why are you going to visit? So perhaps then, as a Rishut, they would, perhaps some people would visit the Beit HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh. As a Rishut, and no, they visit the Rabbeim as a Rishut on Rosh Chodesh. Very interesting. I think it's more interesting than the same. Very interesting.